corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Lord gave me a word, and in that word He said, if Jesus is all you have all you need. Jesus is Yeshua, the Lord who saves and delivers us. And so it's so wonderful to have Jesus. And Jesus said, your father Abraham, the father of our faith. Jesus is the author of our faith, but Abraham's the father of our faith. He said in John 8:56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Abraham had the gospel preached to him before Jesus even came and got crucified on that cross. And so now we understand why Abraham had such strong faith. We need to see Jesus. We need to get a touch and a hold of Jesus. That's all you need. And your faith is going to explode. So I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. Let's join the service right now.
You know, what's happening with the people today is that they look into the natural realm and they're not looking in the spiritual realm. He said, all this stuff you see going on, it's all inspired by certain spirits. And we're showing up for the fight. We're just going to the wrong battlefield. We're ready to fight, but the fight's over there. We're going over there. We're fighting the people. And God says our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in our places. And God said, I need to get some apostles to start praying. Because there's an authority given to the apostolic, which is what I am. God called me from South Africa. An apostle is a sent one, and he's a starter. I started the church and everything that came from it. So I'm that apostle in this place. I don't go by that title, but you understand the authority is there. And we need to get some apostles on the summit, like eagles. We need the eagles on the summit. But if this is a Christian godly summit, not a Camp David summit. Okay? And we're going to pray. And we're going to tear down. And we're going to break up what the enemy thinks he's got control over in this area. And God's told me already it's going to be by invitation only. So don't look at me weird if you're not on that list. I'm just obedient to God. But we need some praying people that have authority and take the authority and go to the right battlefield. Yeah. Yeah. He says, listen, he says, 2 Corinthians 4:18, look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. And we're looking at the seen things. We're trying to fight flesh and blood. He's saying, no, 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 no. It's a spiritual battle. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. How many of you believe God is a spirit? Because he's here right now, but I can't see him, so he must be a spirit. He tells you in John 4, he's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How many of you know the angels are spirits? Someone was asking me a question the other day, do you think they got feathers? I said, well, if they got feathers, they've got to be pretty flame-proof because the speed that they move, they catch on fire. I don't know what they got. All I know is they can be somewhere in an instant. Right? I don't believe in angels. Why not? Why not? Do you believe in Jesus? Were you there? Well, in the spirit, yeah, but not in the natural. So how can you believe in Jesus? You can't believe in his angels. He even tells us that the angels are sent as ministering flames for the heirs of salvation in the book of Hebrews. And we all get a guardian angel. How many of you know your child got a guardian angel? But as soon as you turn 18, I think they pull him off. They're retiring. No, he's with you for life. And he's got billions more. And you can commission, my wife was talking about, you can commission them. And the word you speak is going to release them or hold them bound. I'm sick. Oh, can't go get healing. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Boom. They're going to action. Okay. So he says the heathen are saved, made righteous through faith. And so the whole thing, I want to read the rest of that. For seeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee, in thee shall all nations be blessed. In thee, not in thy seed. In thee shall all the nations in the world be blessed. Now, in thee is not in thy seed. In thee is in you. And he's saying the seed refers to the descendants and heirs. To the descendants. God strictly says in thee, not to your seed, because the seed refers to the heirs. Verse 9, watch ya. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham is the father of the faithful, and that's us. We are heirs. We are from his seed, but we are part of the heirs of salvation. But when he says in thee, your seed, he's not talking about us. He's saying your seed in you, in Abraham, or in thee was the promised seed. In thee will all the nations of the earth be blessed. The promised seed was there, not the heirs of salvation, not heirs. He's talking about in thee, the seed. The seed where all the nations would be blessed, which is Christ, which is the object of our faith. Amen. In thee. So what actually happened was, look at verse 16. Verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. His seed, that's us. Okay, watch here. The promise is made. He does not say, and to seeds, as many, but as one, and to your seed, who is Christ. He's talking about that one seed, in thee shall all the nations of the world be blessed. He's talking about you, that seed is going to be Jesus Christ coming through you. And all the nations are going to be blessed. And we're part of the nations who fall under that seed and we receive salvation. We are not the seed, he's the seed. Jesus is the seed. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds. Singular, not plural. As of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. He even tells you, Jesus Christ. So he says, in thee, will all the nations of the world be blessed. I can't bless all the nations, Jesus did. It's not to his seeds, as to the seed. In thee shall all the nations of the world be blessed. And so, Christ was in Abraham. Now Abraham is in Christ. See how it worked out? Christ was in Abraham first. He came through him as his seed. Now Abraham is in Christ. He got in Christ, just like you and me. Can you say amen? Amen. So Abraham had faith because he looked at Jesus. He saw Jesus. If you want your faith to rise, you've got to see Jesus. Well, how do I see Jesus? Read. Look at him in the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. So when I read the Word, I see what it says, and I'm seeing Jesus. Abraham was strong in faith because he saw the gospel. Paul the Apostle said, I preach nothing but Christ and him crucified. That's what Paul, the apostle said. I preach Christ and him crucified. You don't need to get anything else. If you got Christ, you got all you need. And his faith was so strong because he looked and he saw Jesus. He saw the gospel. It was preached to him. God showed it to him. And so you get faith and strengthen faith when we look at Jesus. If your faith is weak, you haven't seen Jesus lately. Come on. When we look at the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we look at the New Testament of grace, not the Old Testament of the law, we see Christ. Listen, it's not the law and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not your good works and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not the president and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not your bank manager and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not the doctors and Jesus. It's just Jesus. Now Jesus will use doctors and bank managers, but if you can get through to Jesus and see Jesus and converse with Jesus and know Jesus, you won't need no doctor. It's just Jesus. Can you say amen? It's not works and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not your pastor and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not Moses and Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's not even Elijah and Jesus. It's just Jesus. You got to get this. Listen, I'm going to close with something here quickly. Peter, James, and John were at the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember the Mount of Transfiguration? That's when Jesus was caught up in the Spirit with Moses and Elijah. And Peter and John were there. And for some reason, they always want to sleep, these guys. Because Jesus would go late praying and doing stuff. And these guys would, how many of you pray late? Now, no lies in the church, okay? You're in church now and you said you're righteous, so no lies. All right, Luke 9:32. Watch this. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. Don't try to read your Bible in bed, lying down, because it'll wake you when it falls in your face. I used to try that when I was growing up. Reading my Bible in bed was the thing that sent me to sleep like that. You know what someone said to me? You know, because I got a healing ministry and someone came and said to me, you cured me from insomnia. I said, yeah, oh, that's wonderful. I said, yeah, I'll put your tape on before I go to sleep. Okay, but Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory. They saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. It must have looked something like that. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Ooh, would you like to see that? But you'll get pretty scared if you see that, believe me. Verse 33. Then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he's saying. How many of you ever put your foot in your mouth? I seem to do it on a weekly basis. No, daily. Sorry. Any of you do what I do? Come on, Vince, I know you. You call me 5 times a day. I need prayer. I need prayer. I need prayer. I need prayer. I said, you're like a missile. You can pray from anywhere. Anytime, anywhere. Not knowing what he said. Peter was speaking without realizing that he's trying to put Jesus on the same level as Elijah and Moses. Are you nuts? Elijah and Moses don't even, if they don't get saved through Jesus, they're going to be in hell. And he's trying to put them on the same level as Moses and put the prophets on the same level as Jesus. You can't do that. And from then on, Moses and Elijah backed off. God completely took him out of the scene because these guys weren't getting it. They were not seeing Jesus, only Jesus, only Jesus. He wants to make three tabernacles. You got to watch out. Remember when Peter and those guys went and healed some people and the town wanted to worship them and said, get away from us. We're just men, ordinary men. That's what Moses and Elijah was, ordinary men. No one's on the same level as Jesus. Say that. Say, nobody's on the same level as Jesus. Even his name is above every name.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 107